The possibility of a Trump-Kim summit later this year is generating a specific kind of alarm among former officials and nuclear policy analysts. Not alarm that talks are happening, but alarm about what any realistic deal would have to concede. Former U.S. officials who have worked North Korea policy are being unusually direct. If a summit happens and produces a document both sides are willing to sign, it almost certainly means the United States accepting, at least implicitly, that North Korea is a permanent nuclear-armed state.
Let's be precise about what that means in practice. North Korea currently has an estimated 40 to 50 nuclear warheads and is believed to be producing fissile material for approximately 6 to 8 more per year. A deal that freezes production at current levels, which is probably the most Washington could plausibly get, does not reduce the arsenal. It does not roll back existing weapons. It accepts a nuclear North Korea and tries to cap the program in place. Whether that is worth a deal at all depends entirely on what the United States gets in return and what Trump would be willing to offer Kim.
The historical context here is critical. The previous Trump-Kim summits in Singapore in 2018 and Hanoi in 2019 produced a handshake and then a collapse, respectively. Hanoi fell apart precisely because Kim wanted broad sanctions relief in exchange for partial dismantlement of one facility, Yongbyon, while leaving the rest of his infrastructure intact. Trump walked away. If the administration is now willing to revisit a version of that framework, it suggests that the diplomatic calculus in Washington has shifted from complete denuclearization as a prerequisite to freeze and coexist.
The geopolitical implications fan out in three directions. South Korea and Japan, both operating under American security guarantees, would face immediate pressure to reassess those guarantees if the U.S. implicitly normalizes North Korean nuclear status. Would extended deterrence still credibly protect Seoul if Washington just signed a document acknowledging Pyongyang's arsenal? That is not a rhetorical question, it is the central anxiety in both capitals right now. Second, China's calculus shifts. A nuclear-acknowledged North Korea reduces Beijing's leverage over Pyongyang while simultaneously validating the proposition that nuclear weapons are the ultimate sovereignty guarantee. And third, it sends a signal to every other would-be proliferator on the planet.
That third implication tends to get underweighted in the summit coverage, Marcus, but it is the one that could matter most over a 20-year horizon. Iran is watching. Saudi Arabia, which has made quiet statements about pursuing its own nuclear capability if Iran goes nuclear, is watching. A Trump-Kim deal that normalizes nuclear status without real rollback establishes a template. Develop enough weapons, hold on long enough, and eventually the United States will adjust to your reality rather than reverse it.
Which loops back to Hormuz in an uncomfortable way. Tehran's entire leverage strategy depends on the U.S. eventually deciding that the cost of confrontation exceeds the cost of accommodation. If Pyongyang just proved that the strategy works at the nuclear level, Iranian hardliners have a very clean data point to point to.